In the unresolved problems segment tonight, how should Republicans approach the debt ceiling deal with President Obama? Nick Gillespie of Reason.com says the GOP should play dirty as possible, and he joins me now. So, Nick, it's good to see you and your jacket. What do you mean by playing dirty?
What I mean is Obama has been obsessed with talking about cleanliness when it comes to passing a debt limit deal that, you know, it's got to be a clean bill. It's got to be a clean bill, no strings attached. And, you know, he's like Lady Macbeth or something. He's obsessed with getting things clean.
Yes.
But in fact, we want a dirty bill here because the whole point of the debt limit is that it says you cannot borrow more than this. Any increase in the debt limit, I think, should be tied to immediate and ongoing cuts in how much we spend going forward.
Yeah. How dirty should this bill be?
Oh, you know, as dirty as you want to be.
Yes.
You know? No, I mean, it should be. I think that the best way forward would be to say, okay, we're going to give you, like, you know, a couple weeks for the people in Congress to get together with the president. We'll raise the debt limit for that, and then we say, okay, in a year's time, we're coming back, and we're going to have a plan to cut entitlement spending in the future, and that has to start now, though. I mean, because if you look down 10, 20, 30 years, Medicare and Social Security are going to bankrupt the country. They cost too much now, and we haven't even gotten to the point where they really explode.
Isn't the idea of or the threat of breaching the debt ceiling, isn't that the only way to get anything done? We talk about it as though we're going over this cliff, but before you go over the cliff, you actually do something to stop you from going over the cliff. That's the whole point.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a little bit mendacious when Republicans are like, oh, you know, he's not listening. He just wants to spend money. And then you pull out the quote from 2006 when Obama was a senator, and he says, hey, you know what? It's a failure of leadership that we have to increase the debt limit again. We shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. And that also tells you that in 2006, the Republicans were actually running the show. So whatever party is in power always wants to spend more.
Right.
And they always want to, you know, they're like Wimpy from Popeye. They want to eat the burger now and they'll pay you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that for so long. We have 100% of GDP, of all economic activity in the United States. We owe that in debt. It's just not sustainable, and we have to start tackling it now.
Yeah, you know what's great is that Senator Obama just called President Obama a failed leader.
That's right.
Because right now he believes that raising the debt limit. Back then he said it signaled failed leadership.
Right.
So basically, he just called himself out 5 years ago.
Well, and you know this whole thing of that, the idea that there's never been a dirty deal with strings attached is just historically wrong. About half of all debt increases since 1978 had some strings attached or came in a bundle with other things. So that's just wrong. And then I also love, and you know, some Republicans fall for this, where Obama says, like, how dare you use the debt limit debate or the debt ceiling debate to talk about spending?
Right.
You know, if we don't immediately agree to spend more money, we're not going to be able to spend more money. I mean, it's nonsensical. And the idea that this gets reported by the media with a straight face, it's like, I think, you know, when you're coming and begging for an increase in your debt, that's probably a pretty good time to talk about spending, what's gone wrong, and what has to change starting tomorrow.
It is. No, it's a circle of stupidity. If you don't let us spend more, we won't be able to spend more.
And we're not going to talk about it. I mean, you know, I think a lot about this in terms of my colleague and co-author Matt Welch has talked about this as junkie logic.
Right.
I mean, if you have friends, and I suspect that you have a few who are, you know, drug addicts, they're constantly saying, look, I just need one more hit. I need one more fix. And in this case, Obama isn't even saying, like, look, this is the last debt limit increase ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying that. He's just saying, give me more now, and then we'll talk next week about how much more you'll give me. You know, that just is no way to run a country.
Wasn't he like that in college?
I'm betting that he was.
Yeah, does anybody remember the sequester? Remember how I remember the rhetoric of the sequester. Yeah. It was the apocalypse. What happened?
I think you'll notice that every kitten, you know, that was born since the sequester died immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the sequester cut 1% to 2% of total federal spending over a certain number of years. It has gone basically without a hitch. I mean, and it's one of the reasons Obama is one of the, you know, you got to give him credit for this. He's saying, like, you can give me more money because, look, I cut the deficit in half.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, one of the reasons you cut the deficit in half was because of the sequester, which you said would kill, you know, baby sheep overnight.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, please.
All right, Nick, thanks so much. And don't forget, we have a new BillO'Reilly.com poll question. We're asking, in your leisure time, how many hours do you spend on the net? That's the internet, including email and texting. Less than one? Between one and three? More than 3 hours? Bill will give you the results on Monday. Me, I don't own a computer. I do all of my communication via Etch-a-Sketch. When we come back, campus cops tell a college student he can't pass out the Constitution, and now he's taking his school to court. That report after these messages. Stick around.